Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship in Rancho Cucamonga. This is Pastor Dave, and I just want to encourage you. We're going to begin a little series on the parables of Jesus, and I'm going to encourage you to go and read some of these parables. But parables are wonderful images of God's love for us. I've called them kingdom parables, and we're going to be looking at them over the next several weeks, so I ask you to join with me. Listen, if you don't have a home church and you're looking for a church, email me at Pastor Dave. We'll help you find a church in your area. If you're close to Rancho Cucamonga, we invite you to join us at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center. Come and be embraced and share in God's love. Let us pray before we go to God's Word. Gracious God, we want eyes to see. We want ears to hear. Let us have those Holy Spirit moments as we listen to your word today. May your Holy Spirit just bring words off the page. As we hear them, let our ears be attentive, let our hearts be receptive, and let our lives be transformed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to read, I always try to put an Old Testament passage with a New Testament passage. So we're going to read Jeremiah chapter 31, 31 through 34. And we're going to read Matthew chapter 13, 1 to 23. Listen for God's word for you. Before we do, I want you to know that God wants your eyes to see and your ears to hear. And that's my prayer for you. Jeremiah 31, "The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. I will not be like the covenant that I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord." Verse 33, "This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more." Wow. We should just stop right there. We should plant our feet on Jeremiah 31, 34. Maybe you need to hear today that you're forgiven. I want you to hear this, "For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more." I'd encourage you, wherever you're at, whatever you've done, maybe the past has been holding you back and you're at this new year. I want you to hear this. When you turn to Christ and ask Him to forgive you, those words are true. "For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more." My encouragement to you today as we begin this message is turn back to Christ. Ask God to forgive you and walk in the new light. Today we're going to begin a new sermon series on the parables of Jesus. And I have to tell you that I'm truly excited, really thrilled to see what the Holy Spirit will do in and through our lives as we look and listen and study and live out God's word during the next, 7 weeks. In the Gospel of Matthew, we'll find three powerful sermons. The first sermon is the famous sermon from the mountaintop called the Sermon on the Mount, found in chapters 5, 6, and 7. And I have to tell you that I have preached on this sermon one time from January through July. It took me almost 7 months to preach through that one sermon. It was a great learning experience for me. And the second sermon that Jesus gave in Matthew's gospel is the Sermon by the Sea, found in chapter 13. And then Matthew records Jesus's closing sermon from the Mount of Olives, found in chapters 24 through 25. Today, we'll begin looking at the Sermon by the Sea. In chapter 13, we find Jesus leaving the house and going out to sit in a boat to teach the crowds and the disciples in parables. Let us listen for God's word for us. Matthew 13, 1 to 23. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, "A farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 160 and 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let him hear." What a powerful word. Hey, you're listening. It's not by chance. God has a word for you. That's Matthew 13, verse 9. "They who have ears, let them hear." Verse 10 says, "The disciples came to him and asked, 'Why do you speak to the people in parables?' And he replied, 'The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah: you will be ever hearing but never understanding. You will be ever seeing but never perceiving. For this people's hearts has become calloused, and they hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn, and I would heal them.'" Wow. I mean, just reading some of these verses can bring tears to my eyes. God wants to heal us. Verse 16, "But blessed are your ears because blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous men longed to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches it away, what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The one who received the seed that fell on the rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy, but since he has no root, it takes only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of his life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it and make it unfruitful. But the one who received the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop, yielding 160 and 30 times what was sown." In chapters 1 and 2 of Matthew, we're given the birth stories of Christ, and Matthew begins to establish Jesus is the King, the Messiah, the one who is to come. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, who comes from the line of David. We are told that Jesus will shepherd the people of Israel. Matthew shows us the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies in the first two chapters. In chapters 3 through 4, Matthew affirmed Jesus' full identity with humanity and how Jesus overcomes sin. In Matthew 4, Jesus begins his ministry by calling his disciples to come and follow. In verses 17, we read, "From that time on, Jesus began to preach, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.'" The kingdom of heaven is the theme of Jesus' message. In chapters 5, 6, and 7, we find Jesus' famous Sermon on the Mount. This message is called to have an extreme makeover in our life by living with kingdom principles. In chapter 8 through 12, Jesus demonstrates that the kingdom of heaven is at hand by performing miracle after miracle. Jesus heals the sick, cleanses the lepers, calms the storm, casts out demons into a herd of pigs, heals the paralyzed man, cures a bleeding woman, restores life to a dead girl, gives sight to the blind and speech to the mute, heals a crippled man's hand, and even ate with sinners. Jesus physically demonstrates that the kingdom of heaven is at hand with his many miracles, yet many of the people don't have eyes to see or ears to hear. This brings us to chapter 13 of the Gospel of Matthew, where Jesus begins to teach by the sea. We are told that Jesus leaves the house and goes along the sea, and the crowd is so great that he gets into a boat and sits down and begins to teach them from the sea. Some scholars say that at this point, Matthew is showing that Jesus is leaving the house of Israel and going out among the Gentiles who might hear and see that he is the coming king. That's an interesting thought. A rabbi of Jesus' day would always sit as he taught, so we are told that Jesus sits down to teach them in parables. The Greek word parable comes from two Greek words, para, P-A-R-A, which means alongside of, and a form of a Greek verb ballo, B-A-L-L-O, which means to throw or lay alongside. You've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave, and we're talking about parables. We're going to be talking about Jesus' parables in Matthew 13 through on, and for the next 6 or 7 weeks, a parable comes from two Greek words, para and ballo, and it means to come alongside or to throw or to place. So the idea of a parable is like laying or placing something alongside of something else for the purpose of comparison. A parable is a word picture. In Eastern culture, this was a common way of talking and sharing. In our Western culture, we don't use word pictures to explain things. We rely on the logic of the mind to figure things out. Hence, we can make huge messes of our lives, huh? My wife and I have been presenters for Marriage Encounter weekends, and one of the things we spend a lot of time on is trying to get husbands and wives to learn how to communicate with one another. It has been said that communication is 90% of a marriage relationship. Over my years in ministry, one of the observations I have come to understand is that men and women often talk a different language to each other. How true is that? I think I'll have many emails confirming that. Men and women talk a different language. I have found communication between couples will increase when they learn to talk in word pictures. When they try to express their feelings, thoughts, and emotions in a word picture so that their spouse will be able to grasp into that word picture. A woman came down the stairs after working all morning cleaning the upstairs. She found her husband sitting on the couch watching TV. Disgustingly, she asked her husband what he was doing, and he responded, "I'm killing flies." She asked, "Have you gotten any?" He told her that he has killed 3 males and 2 females, and she asked him how he knew the difference in the flies, and he said the 3 males were sitting on the remote and the 2 females were sitting on the phone. Now, he was trying to be funny. Communication. How we communicate, better yet, how we don't communicate, is so very important. Jesus knew that we needed some help, so he used word pictures to help us. When Jesus came to teach, he used a very familiar way of teaching that his listeners would understand. The model of teaching was called teaching in parables, or teaching with word pictures laid alongside. The parables were not to cover up the topic. They were to be placed or laid alongside as word pictures. These word pictures were to be used as a help to the hearer to understand and grab a hold of the concept being presented. Even though many had eyes and had seen the wonderful miracles that Jesus had done for them, they still did not see him as the long-awaited Messiah. And even though many had ears and heard the stories about Jesus, they still did not believe. They had They had ears, but they could not hear. So Matthew tells us that Jesus still tried to reach them by laying alongside familiar word pictures. There was a really excited little boy was telling his daddy about something that had happened to him that day, and his daddy said, "Slow down, son, you're talking too fast." And the little boy shot back to him, "Oh, no, daddy, I'm not talking too fast. You're just listening too slow." Are you listening? Do you know that we think 4 to 5 times faster than we talk? This means that if a speaker talks 120 words a minute, I don't know how many words I'm speaking, but if a speaker talks 120 words a minute, the audience thinks at least 500 words a minute. Just think of all the brain power being generated as we're listening to this message. I suppose I need to talk faster or else you need to listen slower. The story's been told that when Napoleon was making plans to invade England, he was told that an American wanted to see him. I can give him 2 minutes, Napoleon said. But 2 minutes was not long enough to understand the revolutionary idea of a ship propelled by steam. Had Napoleon listened longer to Robert Fulton, the history of the world might have been altered. Are you listening? It pays to listen to the right person at the right time for the right length of time. Jesus tells parables to the crowds that had gathered around him. Can you enter into the word picture that Matthew gives us? Jesus is sitting in a boat along a shore. The crowds are sitting and standing along the shore. Jesus is trying to teach them about the kingdom of heaven. He has gone through their villages, performing miracles, healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, helping the lame to walk and the deaf to hear, giving sight to the blind and raising the dead. He's been showing them the kingdom's power and glory, yet many of them did not have eyes or ears to hear or eyes to see. They weren't listening. How different the world might have been had they really listened to the Messiah who came preaching the kingdom of God. When they could not or would not hear or see, Jesus tried teaching them with a parable. Most likely on this particular day, he looked up from the boat to the hillside and saw a farmer sowing seeds. He took something that they all would be able to understand and used it to teach them. Jesus talked to them about the kingdom of God using an illustration that most of them could see at that very moment. Or at the very least, they understood the concept. If they weren't farmers, someone in their family was. Now, many of you people listening don't understand farming. I grew up on the farm. I understand the concept of planting the seeds, working the ground. Jesus longed for them to see the kingdom of heaven. It was right before their eyes. In a Portland magazine, a priest at a Catholic church in Portland, Oregon, tells a story about a street person named Big Ben who came daily to the church, and he writes, "One Christmas Eve, we decided to have a special cafe evening to minister to the homeless. An unusually large number of people came. At 9, we were down to the last pot of soup, though the hungry line still wove around the block. By 9:30, we were down to the last bowl, and there was Big Ben, face alit with his toothless grin. We filled his bowl to the brim, much to his delight, and that was the last of the last of the soup. As Ben made his way to the table in the corner, a tiny teenage boy whom none of us had seen before appeared, and he looked like he had slept in the mud. He was shivering from a lack of a coat, and his left eye sported a nasty bruise. Seeing that the last of the soup was served, his eyes grew large, and he seemed like he was going to cry, but he didn't. God knows how long he had waited in line, only to find no soup. Some of us were reaching for our wallets when Big Ben appeared with his bowl and handed it to the boy. He then put his hand in the boy's cheek and caressed it as a father would caress his son, and then mussed the boy's hair and giggled and wandered off. It was a tender moment that stood in contrast to the steel, concrete, and cold that too often embrace those without hearth or home. It was a moment that knitted us together a little more tightly and made us proud of our existence. And it made us see, maybe for the first time, that God wanted to be human. What do you see? What is going on in your life right now? Can you see the working of the Messiah in the midst of your trials? your tribulations, your struggles, or your sorrows? Can you see the kingdom of heaven breaking into your life with joy, laughter, love, and peace? What are you seeing? What are you listening to? So what? What are you going to do with this second sermon of Jesus from the Gospel of Matthew? Can we put ourselves in that picture? Can we imagine that we're, well, if we're here in California, are we down at Corona Del Mar? Or are we over at Catalina or Newport or Laguna Beach, San Juan Capistrano? Where are we? Can you imagine being part of a big crowd who came to get a glimpse of the guy who's been healing people? There's so many of us that Jesus gets into a boat and goes just offshore so that he can give him some more breathing room. Next week, I'm going to encourage you to come back and listen next week. Next week, we're going to dive into the four soils and figure out what kind of soil we have in our hearts. We're going to find out what condition our condition is in. For now, pretend you're a farmer. I'm going to encourage you to go and read chapter 13 of the Gospel of Matthew. Listen, if you don't have a Bible, I'll gladly mail you a Bible. I would gladly put, we had members of our church buy cases of Bibles, and we've been handing out Bibles. I'd gladly give you a Bible and put God's Word in your hand. I'm going to encourage you to read chapter 13 of the Gospel of Matthew. Read it with a pen in hand. Read it in just a moment and circle words. Maybe you won't even get all the way through it. When I was growing up, and when our children were growing up, we had a saying when it came time to cross the street. Maybe you had that too. Stop, look, and listen. In essence, this is your so what this week. Stop, look, and listen. Listen to what God is going to be saying to you. The so what for this week is a challenge for you to open your eyes to see the wonderful things that God has in store for you. Open your ears and listen. We sing a worship song often, and we sing it a lot of times at church. Open my eyes, Lord. The words are, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. When Jesus began his ministry, he called out to the people to repent, to turn around, for the kingdom of heaven was at hand. In chapter 6 of Matthew, in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is teaching them about worry, and he says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. That'd be a great verse for you to memorize. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So what? This week, go out and seek the kingdom of God. I challenge you to really listen and hear the kingdom of God in your life. I encourage you to open the eyes of your heart and really look and see what God is doing. This week, the so what is stop, look, and listen. Blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear, Matthew 13:16. Be blessed this week as you go out for your so what. Be blessed this week and look and listen for the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Gracious God, let us have ears to hear and eyes to see. Let us stop, look, and listen. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to know the kingdom of God is at hand. Stop, look, and listen. God loves you, and so do I. Have a blessed week.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com, or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.